Good morning, everyone. Or maybe it's afternoon, depending on when you choose to meditate. I know myself, I like to meditate just at the end of my working day and before I move into supper time. It helps me to separate the energy of work from the energy of supper preparation and the evening coming up. Having said that, I promised in my blog last week that I would do a chakra meditation to follow up from the chakra asana sequence that you may have already practiced. If you haven't, please go to my blog, www.righttojoy.com, and find it there under blog and enjoy. So to meditate, you may decide you want to sit in a chair. You may decide you want to sit in a yoga posture. Depending on your flexibility, it could be Sukhasana, Siddhasana, Baddha-konasana, or even Padmasana. You may also decide you may want to lie down on your back. If you do lie on your back, I encourage you to use the posture Shavasana 2, which is a bolster long lengthwise down your spine, ending just below your rib cage and support for your head. And the reason for elevating the rib cage, the shoulders, the chest, is so that you don't collapse at the xiphoid process and restrict your breathing. Okay. So one of those three positions, seated in a yoga asana, seated in a chair, or lying on your back. Please choose a posture then that allows your breath, your circulation, your life force energy, or what we call prana in yoga, and your awareness to flow freely throughout your body without constriction. And as you're settling into that pose or posture, close your eyes and focus your awareness on your inhale and exhale as it enters and exits at the tips of your nostrils. This meditation today is going to be a guided visualization, so you'll be listening to my voice for the most part. There will be times when I pause, because there will be some instruction for you to carry through on. I'll let you know. John Selby teaches us that through meditation, we can master the quieting of our habitual flows of thoughts, which normally block deep spiritual reflection. Then, in this calmer state of consciousness, we can observe and participate in the infinite life force as it flows through our bodies. With regular meditation, we come to experience a most remarkable phenomenon directly at the center of our being. This bright flash of illumination brings us into immediate contact with the divine force of creation that animates all of life. So having said that, today we're focusing on energizing and balancing the seven chakras that are located along the front of our spinal column. Whenever we begin to meditate, it is important to ground ourselves in the root chakra, which is located equidistant between our anus and genitals. You can do this by drawing your inhale and your awareness to this location. You might also imagine a red four-petal lotus flower growing up from that spot. Just allow your exhale to gently swirl around the red lotus. Each inhale coming to that location, each exhale swirling. And I'll pause for a while so you can do that and have that experience. Each chakra has a seed sound and vibration that accompanies that sound. The root chakra's seed sound is LAM. L-A-M. LAM. I'd like you to spend the next 2 minutes chanting LAM aloud to begin with, and also to begin opening your root chakra. And I'll pause again while you do that. LAM. LAM. Your root chakra, if it is blocked by fear. So ask yourself, what am I afraid of? And again, I'll pause. What am I afraid of? While you wait for an answer to rise. If an answer hasn't emerged, don't worry about it. It will eventually rise up. Do not avoid your fear. Instead, can you lean into it and let it wash through your entire being? as you're leaning into your fear or fears, rather than avoiding them, what are you sensing? What's your experience? Just notice. Is it affecting your body, your mind, your breath? All right, let's move on, moving up the spine to the sacral chakra. Your sacral chakra is located approximately 2 fingers below the navel, and its seed sound is VAM, V-A-M, VAM. Just spend the next 2 minutes chanting VAM aloud to begin opening your sacral chakra. Just ignore the surprising sounds like a telephone ringing and continue to chant aloud VAM, VAM, to open your sacral chakra. If the sacral chakra is blocked, it is blocked by guilt. So ask yourself, what guilty feelings am I carrying? What guilty feelings am I carrying? And again, I'll pause while you await your answer. Can you release your guilt about the past and know that today you are capable of responding differently? You might just imagine the guilt and imagine yourself saying or waving goodbye to it. Now that you've released your guilt, let's once again move up the spine, the front of the spine, to the solar plexus. The solar plexus chakra is located approximately 2 fingers above the navel, and its seed sound is RAM, R-A-M, RAM. Spend the next couple of minutes chanting RAM aloud so you can begin to open your solar plexus chakra. If your solar plexus chakra is blocked, it is blocked by shame. Ask yourself, what am I ashamed of? What are my biggest disappointments in myself? And again, I'll pause while you await your answer. What am I ashamed of? What are my biggest disappointments in myself? can you forgive yourself and view those situations that are appeared shameful or disappointing to you as in the past, not who you are now? Picture yourself giving forgiveness to you. You might do this by repeating 3 times, "I forgive me. I love who I am. I forgive me. I love who I am. I forgive me. I love who I am." And as you're repeating those words, notice your experience. Releasing the chanting then, and once again, moving up the front of the spine to the next chakra, which is the heart chakra. Our heart chakra is located in the center of the heart space, and its seed sound is yum, Y-A-M, yum. Spend the next couple of minutes chanting yum aloud to begin opening your heart chakra. Yum. If the heart chakra is blocked, it is blocked by grief. So ask yourself, what grief or sorrow am I holding on to? And again, I'll pause while you await your answer. What grief or sorrow am I holding on to? lay all your grief out in front of you. Acknowledge each grief by thanking it for its presence in your life. And release each grief by saying goodbye or saying anything else required for its resolution. Just a reminder that love is energy, and energy does not die. It is all around you, and the love of someone lost is still in your heart. Just continue seeing and saying goodbye to your grief. Once again, returning to the front of the spine and moving up the spine to the throat chakra. The throat chakra is located at the base of the throat, where your sternal notch is, or that small indentation where the collarbones meet. The throat chakra's seed sound is hum, H-A-M, hum. Spend the next couple of minutes chanting hum aloud to begin opening your throat chakra. If the throat chakra is blocked, it is blocked by dishonesty and lies. So ask yourself, how am I being dishonest with myself? What lies am I telling? And again, I'll pause while you await your answers. How am I being dishonest with myself? What lies am I telling? Now open yourself to hear the truth. Let your truth freely rise to the surface of your consciousness. Listen to your truth. Once again, moving up the front of the spine, all the way up the throat, into the skull, to the third eye chakra. The third eye chakra is located between the eyebrows, and its seed sound is OM. OM. Which is the sound of the universe. Spend the next couple of minutes chanting OM aloud to begin opening your third eye chakra. Really feel the vibration as you chant OM. your third eye chakra is blocked, it is blocked by illusion. The greatest illusion in the world is separation. Ask yourself, do I accept that everything and everyone are connected? That we are all one. I will pause while you await your answer. Do I accept that everything and everyone are connected? That we are all one. Now imagine an energy thread flowing from your being connects you to everyone in your family. Expand that thread to everyone in your community. Expand that thread or threads again to everyone in the province or state or region that you live in. Expand those threads to include, to connect to everyone in the country you live in. And then the continent you live on. And finally, the planet we live on. See those beautiful energy threads networking and connecting you to everyone on the planet. Now let's move to your seventh chakra, your crown chakra, located at the top of your head. This is your connection to pure cosmic energy. Imagine a violet-colored, thousand-petaled lotus flower levitating above your crown. The crown chakra has no seed sound, but silence. So concentrate on that violet lotus and its silence for the next couple of minutes. If your crown chakra is blocked, it is blocked by attachment. Ask yourself, what am I attached to in this world? What am I holding on to and not giving freedom to? And again, I'll pause while you await your answer. What am I attached to in this world? What am I holding on to and not giving freedom to? Imagine you are standing at the edge of a river where several small rafts are docked. One by one, place each of your attachments on a raft and watch it float safely away down the river. Remember, letting your attachments go does not mean they disappear. Only that your need or dependency on them disappears. To surrender your attachments, let them float away on the raft. Now bring your awareness back to your breath at the tips of your nostrils. To balance the flow of energy entering your body from the earth below and the cosmos above, regulate your inhales and exhales in the following way. On your next slow, deep, and gentle inhale, imagine your breath drawing up the energy from the earth, first into your root chakra, then into your sacral chakra, then into your solar plexus chakra, and finally into your heart chakra. Then gently, fully exhale out your heart chakra. On your next slow, gentle, deep inhale, imagine your crown chakra opening to receive the flow of energy from the cosmos. Allow this energy to follow your inhale down through your crown chakra, then through your third eye, then through your throat chakra, and finally into your heart chakra. Once again, exhale out your heart chakra. So continue this breath pattern for your next 10 breaths to balance your awareness and the flow of energy in your body. So each gentle, slow, deep inhale comes up first through the root, then the sacral, then the solar plexus, then the heart chakra. Then you exhale. The next gentle, deep, slow inhale comes through the crown, to the brow, to the throat, into the heart, and exhaling out the heart chakra. Once you've completed your 10 full full balancing breaths, just rest your awareness in the silence. Can you sense the energy of the earth and the cosmos moving through your being? What do you notice? What sensations are you aware of? Begin to deepen your breath as you allow your awareness to rise to the surface of your skin. Notice the coolness of the air on your face. When you are ready, gently open your eyes and gaze softly at a spot in front of you. If you are lying down, slowly come to a seated posture. You might wish to bring your hands into the prayer position, Namaste, bringing the base of the thumbs to the base of the breastbone. Reminding us to lift the heart energy as we bow the head in deference to that heart energy. Thank you for joining me. Namaste.